AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. He's not a presidential candidate yet, but former Florida Governor Jeb Bush has told New Hampshire Republicans he's conservative enough for their tastes.
After making their pitches to New Hampshire activists, the potential GOP presidential hopefuls each took questions. One woman telling Jeb Bush,
"A lot of us are not looking for a Republican in name only."
Prompting this from Bush,
"My record is a conservative one. Conservative one, and it's a record of accomplishment."
Bush also said he'll have to earn it if he does run.
"I don't want a coronation on our side by any stretch of the imagination.
I don't see any coronation coming my way."
The son of one president and the brother of another, Bush has repeatedly stressed he's his own man. Jerry Bodlander, Nashua, New Hampshire.
Officials say 11 people have been hurt in a gas explosion north of Fresno, California, three of them critically. Sheriff Margaret Mims says the blast is being investigated.
"We do not know what action caused the gas line to explode.
But a work crew was digging nearby. A chemical explosion at a manufacturing plant in Monroe, Ohio, has injured a worker. Police in Maryland are promising a thorough investigation into the death of a man in custody after police shocked him with a stun gun outside a home he had allegedly broken into. Robert Bates, the reserve deputy sheriff in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who claims he pulled his handgun instead of his stun gun when he fatally shot a suspect, spoke out for the first time on NBC's Today Show.
"This has happened a number of times around the country. I have read about it in the past. I thought to myself after reading several cases, I don't understand how this can happen. You must believe me, it can happen to anyone."
This is AP Radio News. A big country star is drawing criticism for his decision to hold a concert benefiting people from Sandy Hook, Connecticut, scene of a school massacre in 2012.
Tim McGraw is to do a benefit on July 17th in Hartford, Connecticut, to help a group called Sandy Hook Promise. The group was organized by families whose children and siblings were among the 20 children and 6 educators shot to death at Sandy Hook Elementary School. But gun rights activists have been on social media saying the event is a gun control fundraiser, and they say McGraw is a hypocrite for performing there. The heat has already gotten to opening act Billy Currington. He says on Facebook that he doesn't want to be caught in the verbal crossfire between gun rights and gun control. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Police have arrested 2 Lexington men in the fatal shooting of a University of Kentucky student who was photo editor of the school paper. His fraternity held a candlelight vigil tonight. I'm Ross Simpson.